Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Armand. Armani.
And look, Stephanie's back. Everybody's like, where the hell is Stephanie? Welcome back.
Thanks, Ange.
I just wanted to point it out because people always say, where is Stephanie? So
yeah, no, I was just going through some things, through some life changes.
Okay.
Needed a little break.
All right. Well, Armand, this is your second time. You're back too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for having
no
me.
Backup.
No yeah. backup. Hell yeah. So you got your promise ring on.
Yeah, you can say this is my promise ring. Promise bracelet.
Yeah, but no, first of all, I don't know why people.
Yeah. Right. She got him the bracelet.
Yeah, she got me the bracelet.
Okay. So. Yeah, all right, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, matching. Nice. Y'all get each other nice gifts.
Yeah, we try to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it like a company? You know how you try to one up somebody? Like,
right,
it's nice when you date somebody and it's your birthday first and you're like, let me see what's about to happen.
Right. So I can see what type of level I need to respond on.
Yeah. I think that's, I think I was kind of like, because how she come, I was like, I can't even come no softer than, because she come hard every single time.
Right.
She go.
You think women are better gift givers usually?
I think so. I think men is kind of, well, the right man to be more like, more affectionate. But I think women are more like thoughtful when it comes to giving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
What do y'all think?
I think so too. I absolutely think so. It's always the thought that counts. And I think we pay a little bit more attention to detail. And I think we remember more. Mm-hmm. So you might mention something months down the line and we'll make a mental note like, okay, Valentine's Day coming up or his birthday coming up.
See, that's lit.
Sure.
See, I like that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, I think women definitely. But men are good gift givers too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends.
We got some good gifts recently.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She said recently, girls love gifts. Thanks for the gifts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think men are much better gift givers. I give every man the same thing.
A wallet.
A wallet.
Yeah. That's like the perfect
girl wallet. Yeah.
Like a nice name brand wallet with the initials.
Yeah.
And especially
right,
monogram, the initials,
exactly.
Wallet.
Exactly.
Especially when you have a man like that, it's like, what can you get somebody that has everything?
Everything.
The fact that when you know, like, you're thoughtful and you observe things and, you know, okay, he got this, but I think this would be easier because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, women are more thoughtful.
This is what he needs.
But guys usually spend more, I feel
like.
Yeah, they
do. I've gotten way better gifts from men than they've given me way
But sometimes
beyond.
The most expensive gifts aren't necessarily the best ones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like more thoughtful
gifts. Yeah, that's true.
Because he could get any girl. expensive gift when you think about what you get is the thought behind it's more meaningful. You got me is the meaning behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and there's been gifts that just maybe a card or something that I've held more to my heart than a watch mm-hmm. or a purse, mm-hmm. you know?
100%. Like, I think, of course, I don't know. Yeah, y'all right. I agree with you know, guys do get the more expensive gifts because I think, I don't know why though.
It depends to the women that you're with. Some women prefer an expensive gift. Some women prefer more thoughtful gifts. It just depends the person you're with. And
what type of what
It
type
also
of
depends person. On how long you've been with them. Okay, that so too. Let's say you're dating somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And their birthday's coming up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just started dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Like, what type of present do you get somebody that early when it's their mm-hmm. birthday?
Take me to mm-hmm. dinner.
Is it for the girl or for the guy?
For a girl. And then we'll talk about for the guy.
Okay.
But what's appropriate? Like, super early on, somebody you like, and you
me,
know.
Me, 2 weeks in, a wallet.
You're going to get a wallet no matter what.
Yeah.
2 years, 2 weeks,
and
2 decades.
And they like it. Men really appreciate a wallet. They be like, it's useful.
What do you do year two?
A better wallet.
Right.
Now man purse. Yeah. Now there's man purse.
Listen, you go up and you start like, with you start with the credit card holder.
You start with the credit card holder.
And maybe then even the money clip, the money clip, the credit card holder.
And then you upgrade to the foldable one.
The wallet.
Yeah, and now they got man purses. Now they got like, you know, guys got like guys got those cross bodies. So that's something I'll get a guy, you know?
So you get a briefcase, you get a backpack. Yeah.
Listen, you get some luggage. You get the
charge me
bag.
Luggage
is a great
gift. By the time we're getting married, you're getting luggage.
What's the garment bag, you know?
Garment bag.
I do garment bags, definitely. Yes. Not the garment bag, the toiletry bag. That's what I meant.
That comes after the passport holder.
Yes, see.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell my girl now, baby, I love your gifts. Don't give me the bags. Don't give me the wallet. I don't want
no garment bag.
I like the gifts. A wallet. Listen, y'all know, I need a wallet. I don't have one.
No, I'm telling you, it's really useful.
Very beautiful diamond bracelet. Like,
oh, no, y'all, this is not my first gift.
I said one of. Y'all only been together 6 months.
Yeah,
so.
But she, like y'all was saying, she didn't come out giving me. She came out and gave me like a hat.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, right.
What type of hat?
Gucci.
Okay, that's nice.
So she was had her.
How did you feel when she gave that to you?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. I felt like
that is a good idea.
Yeah, inspire. I was.
Yeah,
I feel like some guys aren't used to getting gifts like that.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting her to give me a gift.
That's the best.
It was nice, right? You loved that.
It wasn't no occasion.
It was just
thinking of you. I saw this. I think it'd be nice.
She didn't
for
have
you.
To. She was out. It wasn't like we were like, serious. It was like we were still in that friend stage, and she was like, "Yo, I got you a gift." I'm like, "What?"
She was doing the reverse. What? But the cello
psychology, reverse psychology. I'm gonna get you this, and then you gotta one up me. She was laying out the. She was laying out the plan. She tipped over first.
Exactly.
She
gives
everybody a jewelry box for their watches with their like name engraved on it, and she gets that for like every guy.
Cello.
Our friend Cello from Chicago. Okay. Yeah, so
that's fire.
Yeah, so she does that, and then they always get her like a better gift
in return.
But that's her gift. What's the worst gift you ever got? Like thinking back,
ever?
Probably nothing.
Well.
That feels like shit.
That's not a gift.
Especially when you are expecting. When you're expecting a gift and you get the person a gift and then they don't get you anything in return, it's like, well, damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a story about that.
What happened?
Years ago, I had a very close friend and I guess he thought that we were a little more involved than what we were. Mm-hmm. And for Christmas, he got me a gift and I guess he was expecting one in return and I didn't get one in return. So I felt bad, but it's like, I feel like he was expecting, like looking at our situation differently than I was. Like, I didn't think that
Did you acknowledge it or did you not say anything?
I didn't say anything at the time. It was a really long time ago, but I wasn't expecting a gift.
That's so, what you should have went online
so
and ordered a gift card.
I didn't get him a gift. And when we saw each other, he's like, I got you a gift. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, and
like,
I felt bad.
I know you love Ruth Chris.
I didn't have anything
card.
For him.
Man, that's crazy.
I mean, I've given gifts and not expect. It was just like that. Like it was like a thoughtful thing. It was like, I remember when we went
plenty
wherever.
Of those.
Like the garment bag, like, his bag looked so uncomfortable, and I was just happened to be, and it was nothing expensive. I was on Amazon, and I saw a really dope garment bag, and I'm like, oh, this would be cooler. Let me get this.
That's fine.
And I got that, and I, like, yo, I'm not expecting anything. It's just, if, you know, seeing his expression when he got it, like, oh, shit, like, you really thought, you know.
I think it's nice to get guys things that they wouldn't get themselves,
yeah,
too. Like,
yeah,
stuff yeah, like, that's like, very like products, you know, like.
That's so how would you feel thing. If you got somebody a gift and they gave it to somebody else?
Ooh. Oh, re-gifting.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh.
Or how would you feel if you got somebody a gift and they just kept it but, like, never used it?
Well, that's bad gift giving.
Yeah.
Or what if they exchanged it?
That's still bad gift giving.
But if they were honest, like, because my friend Jasmine, she bought me a gift and I love it. But she was like, if you don't like it, it's okay. Here's the receipt. Go exchange it. And I didn't. I really like it, but I wouldn't be wrong to do that. And then Envy got me a present one time for helping him do a deal, and I exchanged it.
Yeah, that's what a gift receipt is for.
That's what the gift receipt is for.
And I said, I came in, I had on a Louis Vuitton coat. I said, thank you for this coat.
Right.
That bag that you and Gia got me, I switched it out and got something I like better. Because wouldn't you want somebody to go exchange it for something you want?
I think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, maybe shoes for, like, my girl. But, like, if anything, I heard stylist, I'd probably be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Here, boom, go.
That makes sense.
Like, a gift
only
certificate.
What's the most
fire?
What
if you give somebody a gift certificate and they just never use it?
You would never know, probably.
They told you.
Oh.
Like, I still have
sitting
it.
There on top
I still
of
have it in my wallet.
Dresser.
I keep it with me everywhere I go, but I've just never used it.
Well, if it's
weird, right?
It's not really weird because if they keep it on them, then it must mean something.
That's what I'm saying.
See what I'm saying?
But let's talk about it.
You tell him he could still use it and keep it in his
wallet.
Listen,
it was a gift certificate to the spa at the Four Seasons, and I gave it to him for his birthday.
Mm.
And he just never used it.
Can we get it?
Well, he was going to,
like,
he hasn't had time.
He would go get massages at, like, other places, but he was like, I'm make an appointment and make it like a whole day and, like, really, like, do it when I really need to feel like I want to do that. And he just, I mean, we broke up, so it don't matter.
I would have went in his wallet and took it back.
But no, he never used it.
He's not the level. He didn't know because it's the best spa in New York City. Like, he just wasn't the level.
Atlanta, but still. Like,
if somebody gave me a gift certificate for the spa,
and it was enough to get, like the best massage plus a great tip. You know, everything
he wasn't
included. All he had to do was make an appointment and show up.
Now, how would you feel?
Why didn't he do it?
Yeah, I don't
exactly.
I think you should try to get it back because I'll use
how
it.
How am I going to get it out
of
his wallet?
Yeah, give it to one of us.
I would love that.
Well, hopefully he eventually uses it because very proud of that gift.
Is this wrong if you gift a woman lingerie and she uses it with someone else?
Yes, that's wrong.
Man, hell yeah.
No,
man.
That's what. Or what if she uses it on OnlyFans?
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Where's my
that's wrong.
Feel about that?
Wait.
What is she using?
If you now, give it to her lingerie and she uses it on OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. Are we talking about OnlyFans when it's just only her and her
fans? Yeah,
it's
only her.
Yes, only her and her fans.
I mean, listen, y'all. I ain't talking to nobody that's doing that. But if I was to do that, mm-hmm. That's cool. Do your thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's better than using it with another guy.
Putting it on with another, yeah.
I feel like it's the gift that keeps on giving because if she wears this very cute lingerie that you got her on OnlyFans and she sells umpteen amount of private videos at, let's just say, $100 a piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the gift that keeps on giving because now she's making money. Y'all.
No, and she could wear it for you and not another man.
And he'll be like, ain't this is the thing you had on her OnlyFans?
No, because you block him.
I think you want something fresh. Like, are you supposed to wear the same lingerie over and over again?
No. Once you wear it once, it's over.
Like, every week,
unless
every Friday.
Something, unless it's like a silk what? Robe or something.
Once. That's it?
Yeah.
Unless
I've seen that already.
Unless it's like silky pajamas.
It's like watching the same porn.
Right.
But like a nice lingerie set that you might have bought for like Valentine's Day night.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to run that back 3 weeks later.
Exactly.
Like, no, it's probably going to be a rip. You know what I mean?
Now I want to talk about something else. Can we talk about titles and labels, right? Because way back, y'all had the song No Strings.
Right.
And now it is like titles. Mm-hmm. And some people feel like once you put a title on something, it changes things. Or, you know, I've heard guys be like, look, I just want us to do what we're doing. Let's not call it anything. Let's just, you know, see how it goes. When is it time to say, let's put a title on it? Let's put a label on it. And does it matter to you?
I feel like it's time when you feel like it's time. And of course it matters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna just be honest. If I wasn't the guy I was and I was talking to a female and I feel like I tell her, let's just keep doing what we're doing, then obviously I'm doing something else. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm saying, let's keep doing what we're doing, then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's you still shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's not yeah. because he's I'm telling y'all, like, a man gonna know what he want.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if he's saying, let's just keep doing what we're doing, then, that's when, you know, I feel like the question, what motherfuckers doing? You know what I'm saying? Because if this what we're doing, then I'm saying, what we doing?
What's up?
Just, yeah, what's up? So, yeah.
So when you decided to lock it in with Reginae, what was that conversation like? And, like, who brought it up first? Who said, okay.
What are we?
We got to be official. Because at first it was more like, yo, we're just having fun, trying to figure it out. When did that switch?
At first, we were friends. Me and her made sure that we was, you know, ready to be a couple. But we was friends about like a couple months before we even like really, you know, said, okay, yeah, and got even like, you know, did anything sexually or even before I even kissed her. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know immediately that you wanted it to go there? Like even when y'all were just friends? Because you know how guys would be like, oh, I wasn't even thing. But did you know like I'm working towards something?
Yeah, man. Like, see me like I'm gonna lock it in. Like if I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just that type of guy. Like if I don't want it, like I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? If I want, I'm gonna lock it in. So I just kind of seen that she was who I wanted. Like, and then just her whole level, her mindset like that. You know what I'm saying? After a couple months, it was just naturally like, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know. Mm-hmm.
I feel like
you don't know.
I feel like all men,
you know. Mm-hmm. But like, what was it that about her that made you be like, "This is somebody I want to pursue"? Like, what was? Because it always interests me to know. Like, what was the initial? Like, okay, because you meet a lot of women, you know, since you were young, and so what makes you decide like this is different?
Her mindset. I always say, just her whole demeanor. You know, the way she carries herself, the way she think. I feel like I'm a little different, like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like the way she think, carry herself, she kind of like, you know, just my speed.
She seems very fun.
Yeah.
Like, she's
very fun to be around. I loved y'all's Martin remake.
Yeah.
With the headboard for fucking Halloween. That shit was so funny.
Yeah, thank you. Hilarious. Yeah.
So you don't believe in wasting a woman's time. If you're not interested and you don't see nothing, you're not even going to.
I feel like that's very generous of you.
I mean, it ain't nothing really to it, like. Like, that's the one out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I kind of like you say, she's fun. She's fun to be around. She motivate me. She support me. You see what I'm saying?
She understands what you do for a living.
And she going to ride for you. You know that? The way she ride for her daddy. She going to ride for you.
For sure,
but that's a lot of pressure, that relationship, too.
Yeah.
You can't fuck up.
Yeah, man. You know, you can't.
You cannot.
You can't have a bad day. Like, if I have a bad day here or if I have a bad day in New York and I tweet something, they could think it's something like, yo, I have a whole life. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
and anything you write, is they blaming it on the relationship.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
But the foundation that I feel like me and her built, you know, I feel like it's solid.
I think it's parallel because you built a lot of foundations, even thinking about how your career has just progressed from when you and Trey first started out, just doing the videos, the vines, the covers, to doing an EP, to doing original music, you know, and like all of that. It is amazing to see because some people could fall into the, he's just known for being a social media personality, and then that's it, and doing these cover songs. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like labels are trying to sign you. What is going on?
The talent is there and it's undeniable.
Right. Yeah, it was just, you know, I was in like a little, just a time in my life. It was a little period where, you know, I was trying to figure it out just with music. You know, getting back in the groove, like you say, before I even did anything. And that played a kind of a major role in, you know, just my train of thought, you know, that type of thought about me. Like, oh, well, he just is so, because like before any of the social media thing, I was doing music. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that kind of got in the way. But, you know, I had to just get my mental right. And
how did you get your mental right? You can smoke, go ahead.
Right. You said you
were. He said, how did you get your I got my mental right, man. I was more so figuring out myself for like a couple months. And then, like I say, I met my girlfriend, and I feel like her talk, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to her about different things even before we got together when we was friends. So I don't know, man. I feel like
your network has a lot to do with your levelness. Like, mm-hmm. you're very family oriented. You mm-hmm. come from a big family. Mm-hmm. Your mom is very involved in everything mm-hmm. that you do and in your life and everything. And you have a great team and support mm-hmm. behind you. So just from the outside looking in and knowing you on the level that I do, I feel like that also would play a role in, you know, getting you kind of where you are and keeping you focused on
yeah.
and career driven as well.
Of course.
You got it in you and you yeah. know you got it in you, right?
Mm-hmm. My mom definitely played a role. Like, she always gonna play a role. And, you know, of course, what I do, my brother also, he support me even though we don't do it the same. You know, he called me, yo, bro, you need to drop this video. You know what I'm saying? You don't let up. You know, just different things like that. Of course, my daughter, my girl, like, you know, I got support system.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So doing the solo music now, what made you decide is you, Armand, and not Armand and Trey?
You know, life, you know, we 25 now. I don't know if you remember Angela Yee, but I met you when I was like 16, 17. my.
Oh, you guys go way back.
Yeah, I don't think she remember.
Wait, I was barely.
Yeah, my dad Peanut. Yeah, so I remember
Peanut
then,
is like the man in Detroit. Like, by the way, if y'all don't know.
And that's your dad.
Yeah. That's my.
Wasn't they doing a show about him or something?
Yeah. He got a show coming out right now. He put his hands in like a couple of the shows that's out now. So.
Peanut got a lot going on, but go ahead.
Shout out to Peanut. Shout out to my OG, man.
Now tell everybody who Peanut is if they're listening, because I know people from Detroit know, but
Peanut.
He has a studio. I know a lot of.
Yeah, Peanut is my pops. He they probably did. Well, my people probably did their research on him because I put him in a couple YouTube videos and just different things like that. But he a stand up guy in the city. He also one of the people that I talk to just to help me keep my mind on, you know what I'm saying, straight. But, you know, not to get into that, you know, but the reason why I rock with my dad so much is because my dad got like 12 wives, you know what I'm saying? And he don't push that, you know, on me to be that type of, you know what I'm saying, that type of guy. Like,
how is that for you from your point of view? Like, how was that even growing up?
Well,
you got 12 stepmamas.
yeah, for real. So, to be honest with you, I respect my pops, honestly, because, you know, I really don't see how he do it, but
that's a lot.
And that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot for me. That's why I'm a man. I got me one. Keep me one. You know what I'm saying? But just the traveling back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
And did you ever look, like, how did your mom handle that?
Right.
Because that's not easy. I don't care what anybody
says.
That's
what I mean. Like, for you growing up and with your mom, like...
No, my mom is an independent woman now.
I know that, but I'm saying, how does she handle that? Because sometimes that isn't easy. Because,
right.
I mean, look at Nick Cannon. He'll tell you he can't be there all the time.
For all of his women and for all of the kids.
No matter how much you try.
Exactly. It's impossible.
He's crazy. That's something that that we going to talk about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that
on another different time. Is it time to hit the button? No, you are.
So let me ask you, did the way your father's relationships with women, did it affect the way you treat women?
No. Only that's why, you know, I go back to saying I respect my dad so much because, you know, I feel like, you know, what I do, I feel like I'm an alpha male, but also in his own right, I feel like he treats his women great. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you would be down to be for three other women in a relationship, right. But I feel like if y'all did that and y'all happy, then y'all happy.
Right. Yeah, they worked out whatever they worked out. I feel like there might be video of women fighting.
Nah, like man. And it's so crazy.
I feel like
I might have
seen something on YouTube. No.
It's so crazy, Angela, because it's like I could really, you know, like I could really vouch for that. Like, it ain't that.
Right,
and that's why I say I respect my pops because, you know, for it to be 12 women plus the other 10 girlfriends, it's respect.
Yo, qué barato. That's a lot.
No,
did Reginae have any reservations about that? Because she had to look at it and be like, shit.
Apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes that is a question.
No, but that's
though,
why
like,
I
so,
asked him because
like
you look, I feel like from when we were talking about your girlfriend earlier, she kind of friend zoned you in the beginning. You know what I mean?
I hit her on the
and you was okay with that.
It started
you,
out that way.
Yeah, you was okay with that. You was like, all right, you want to friend zone me right now? I'm going to get you. Like, that's how I felt like you took it.
No. I ain't getting friend zoned.
He said it was mutual.
that they just made sure that they were friends first. Yeah, I'm not really, and I take pride in that. Like, I'm not hitting you up unless, you know what I'm saying? I hit up. Yeah, exactly. I hit up Reginae and I'm like, yo, you know, on some cool stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And she even told me, you know, she was looking like, yo, I think he liked me. Like, I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where she kind of. Yeah,
in the beginning, you weren't acting
exactly.
thirsty.
And then I'm like, exactly. I'm more so like, yo, yeah. she like me, bro? Like,
you was giving the energy you was receiving.
You know how guys
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Like,
they'll let you know. They'll yeah. be like, we cool, but I just want to put it out there. I right. do like you.
Yeah, see.
But right. I'm fine with us having a business relationship now, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, see, I'm not, yeah, like, that's what I mean. I'm so straightforward. Like, that's why I like her so much because, you know, yeah. it wasn't straight off the back like that. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, of course, it's like, damn, she's beautiful. And she's like, okay, he's right. handsome. But, yeah. you know.
And now y'all going on vacations and stuff right. like that. Okay.
Yeah, we stay on the vacation. Yeah.
How is it now?
Not only just a vacation, but family vacation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. How was it with Wayne? Like,
yeah.
meeting Wayne and just how was that?
Yeah. That's my girlfriend, Dad. So she, you know, she's a little different with it, but she's like, you know, she wake me up. I'm in the bed. She's like, yeah, like, come on, babe. Like, my dad, he's waiting on us. I'm like, oh,
shit. You're like, brush my teeth.
No, but let me tell y'all something. Like, this is what I mean. Like, you know, this is what I mean about, you know, I took my time to actually like her because I forget.
That her you dad is Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Right. It's not just her dad.
Right.
My dad is Lil Michael Dwayne Carter Jr.
Yeah. Right. So by the time I get in the car, I damn near remember now. Like oh, shit.
Wait, her dad.
Not only am I going to see her dad, I'm going to see Dwayne.
Yeah, it was just the wake up was like, okay.
My dad.
But you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah.
Had you been around Lil Wayne before?
Or ever met him before?
Or ever met him? Yeah.
No.
So my first time meeting her dad, who is Lil Wayne. So how did this meeting go?
With her?
No, it went great. I think I really like Wayne, man. I think he actually texts us. You know what I'm saying? He texts her. He check up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like Wayne, man. Like, I feel like from me meeting him, like, I don't know, man. Like, even like if I was dating, you know, a regular female.
If
like,
he wasn't who he is.
Yeah, even if he, like, I just feel like, you know, I always want
to present
myself. You'd
be respectful to somebody's, yeah.
Right.
I always want to present myself in a respectable manner. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Were you nervous?
Of who.
Right.
Nah, man, I wasn't
I'd
nervous.
I'd be nervous to meet anybody's parents, though, to be
nervous.
Honest.
I wasn't like, nervous because, like, this is not
together?
A facade. Like, you get
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. what I'm saying.
What if he tested you and was like,
right, let me see what he's going to do. Oh, let me see what you're smoking. Nah,
yeah,
you're smoking.
Not gas.
Yeah.
No. He would have been definitely
get him
like,
out of
okay.
here.
Do you guys, like, do you have, like, time with him outside of Reginae? Like, would you guys have, like, bro time?
Go to strip club together?
What's the best advice he's ever given you? Yeah. If he has given you any advice?
You know, it's still... You know,
still
Wayne,
kinda new.
Exactly. Yeah. Even with Mama Toya, you know, I'm a little closer to Mama Toya.
Mama Toya.
Yeah, but, yes, we you know, saw you at the wedding. We saw you in the Bahamas, family time.
Didn't she catch the holiday?
Yeah, she caught the bouquet. Yeah.
So, you know what that means. Next.
Thank you.
Does that make you nervous?
That's a lot of pressure.
Why would it make me nervous?
I don't know. Sometimes thinking about marriage does make people nervous. That's forever,
it sound
ever.
Like, nah. Y'all see, that's the thing. I know I'm young, but y'all got to get with somebody that y'all know.
That you know when
that
you know.
That you know, like.
Yeah, I just ran into them together at the BMF fair in Atlanta. And, you know, I kind of saw y'all across the room before we actually had a chance to say hello. Mm. And I'm like, look at them. They so cute. Like,
I saw you talk about baby number two.
I'm like, y'all so cute.
Yeah, we was talking about it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. We a little bit older. We gone.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a boy. You know, I got my
I was
girl.
About to ask that. What would you?
Man, I got my girl.
Would it be, you want a junior? Like an Armand Jr.?
Never.
What? Like a name?
A junior? Come on, y'all.
Why not?
AJ.
AJ.
Oh, never in life.
Well, hit it with the second.
I would never.
AJ the second.
Yo.
Hilarious.
How did you get the name Armand anyway?
Sir Armand the second.
My people. Like my yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of parking lot conversations.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm just curious.
That's all good. Yeah, we'll
talk
about
that. How was Reginae meeting Peanut?
My dad a cool guy. So I think, you know, after she met him and to hear about him, she's like,
okay, charming.
Yeah, like, whoa, like that's, you know, so, you know, she talked to my dad. My dad called her, check up, text her. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we good. He knows, you know, the role that she play in my life. So, you know, I feel like he really admired that. And yeah, man, he always checking up on us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know you're on lip service, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know where you at.
Yeah, right. I know where
he's
I'm at.
Because I feel been here. Coming. Yeah. Right. Okay.
What you feel coming?
I feel Angela about to get spicy.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say, can we get
to be me, guys?
Because you know what you know you get spicy is. Guy.
How are you in the
Angela's very good at segueing enough.
Listen, I was going to ask you, the resume was in your video. Hold mm-hmm. it down.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how fun was that for you guys on camera having your little scenes together?
It was fun. You know, I wanted to put her in the beginning of the video because, you know, she does her acting. Mm-hmm. And that's just who we are. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? As a couple. So I was just kind of like, you know, I told the director, like, let's do something.
It was very natural for y'all to just.
Do you film yourselves natural. In the bedroom?
No, we don't film ourselves.
You lying. You lying. I see the smile. You've never filmed yourself.
Sure. No.
Never. You already know. Your body language is saying you're lying.
A video is a video is a video.
You know, like, I wouldn't say I wouldn't, okay. but I don't.
She
know,
never filmed, like, the top of your head or nothing like
that? Nah.
Right.
She can if she wants to, but
she can.
Yeah, she can.
You hear that, Nene?
You got a great line out. You hear that, Nene?
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, I keep the haircut, so I mean, she can.
Waves on swell.
But, okay. Yeah.
No. What if she catch you off guard doing that? You gonna look up and smile.
I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna definitely look up.
Like, you be wearing a do-rag like in the so. Bed?
Yeah, I wear those. Sometimes I forget to. That's a real random question.
No, because I'm just thinking if she looking down, you don't want right. to see a do-rag down.
Oh,
there.
Okay. I see what you said.
That kind of like,
oh,
throw
I thought
it
you
off.
Just asking me, like, do you wear a do-rag to sleep?
Well, yeah, but yeah, you might be but, like sleep and then you wake mm-hmm. up, get it in.
All right.
And now I gotta look down and see this do-rag going right. up and down.
Damn, that's so crazy.
What is it, Bonet? Bonnet.
A bonnet.
Yo,
bonnet,
that's crazy that y'all are saying this weird stuff because that is shit that I take off my.
Right, or you I'm take it off. Take it off.
Yeah,
and like, then you got the line in your head. Yeah,
exactly, like nah.
You got the line in pussy with the line of questions.
I feel like you get a headache. You try to, you feel me, do that shit with the do-rag.
Pussy with the do-rag.
For sure.
Do-rag head. Mm.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you remember the first time that, like, after y'all were friends, that you finally got to, like, spend the night together, you know, how that felt? Did it feel, like, natural, good, like, I'm home?
Yeah, because prior, you know what I'm saying, I would come over her house and I respect it, you know what I'm saying, go home, you know what I'm saying?
You take your shoes off when you walk in, right?
Exactly, not, I wasn't trying to stay over her house two, three, four, it's just, I wasn't overdoing it at all, you know what I'm saying, like, I get to her house and I leave at a respectable time. You get what I'm saying?
Nice young man.
Yeah, like I just really took my time.
I really liked it.
So did you get up and leave, or did she have to be like, all right, well, it's, you know.
See, nah.
It's like they were dating, like,
you
didn't let it get that far. You know how
they date in sitcoms. Yeah, exactly.
You guys were dating like sitcoms. You would come over, the parents would be there, you know, hi. You watching a movie. All right, good night, everybody.
Right, leave out respectable time.
Yes, respectable time. You better be home before 10.
Right.
So what did she say? You don't have to leave tonight.
Right. That's what I was about to say.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah. I don't want you to leave tonight.
Yeah.
Had she ever call you back, like, you know, if you want to turn around and come back.
Well, actually, when I first kissed her on her forehead,
she pulled me. Forehead kiss, baby.
Oh, it's the best.
She, like, pulled me in, like,
she, you know what I'm saying, really, kiss to
and kissed me and was like, you know.
She,
like,
loved you right there.
That was love.
So when did you guys decide, okay, like, what was the conversation before you were able to be like, yes, we are together? Because it was speculation at first. People were like, is Regina dating or am I? Like, it was a thing. And then you were finally, like, y'all were together.
Right.
What was that, like, okay,
it's okay? Did y'all have a conversation? Like, all right, so, you know, we can't. Keep it. You gotta keep it 100 with the people, because clearly they paying attention.
Got doing a lot. Yeah. So.
No, and sometimes when you fall in love, you want to be proud.
Yeah. Of course. I feel like it was just the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the reason why everything went the way it went is because we took the time. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like it was never really a point of time where I feel like it was too much or too fast, because, like I told y'all, it was a lot of steps we took to even get to them even knowing on the social media platform.
Right.
I wasn't going, I'm really not into doing the same thing over and over again. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't waste my time. I was talking to Regina, but I knew, you know, and honestly, and same thing for her. If I didn't meet certain qualifications that she was looking for at the time, it wouldn't be this. You get what I'm saying? And vice versa. So I just knew what I wanted.
And having a successful co-parenting relationship too, did you feel like, okay, I gotta let you know first before the blogs
put it out?
Or is that something you think about?
What you mean by that?
Like, did you feel like, okay, let me go tell my daughter's mother first so that at least it's not like a shock when it comes out? Or did you just say, I don't have to do
that?
Nah,
man.
That's
like
a good question.
That's a great question, but, you know, my daughter and my baby's mother, that's, you know, my kid is where I don't feel like I have to talk to you about my next relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's not a separate thing.
Yeah, that's not something that I have to be like, hey, you know, I'm talking to, like, what?
Because you guys were super broken up before that.
That's disrespectful
that
to my, like, you feel, I just feel like, because, I mean, if you feel like you could, you need to go tell your ex that you talking to me, then you must ain't done talking to him.
Yeah,
you're checking in. Like,
I think it depends on how your relationship is, though. Because some people might be like
because
that.
Because some people, like, might be closer, you know?
That's crazy.
Like, I feel like exes, when you have a child, it could go either way. But it's okay if you're still friends. You know what I mean? You still have a relationship.
No. Like, only if she's moved on and you move on, and then you might be like, okay, it's about to hit the blogs, but just giving you a heads up first. I don't know.
It depends. But then it depends what type of relationship.
I get what you're saying.
It depends what type of relationship.
If you guys aren't really friends like that, you don't be in each other's business, you don't expect her to tell you who she's
unless you're going to have your child around someone else, I would think, let them know that.
That's different.
Because that might, when you decide somebody's going to be your girlfriend and then your daughter's going to be around someone, I think respect-wise, you would want the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I don't have any kids.
You would definitely want her.
That's hard. Did you introduce them? Like, it's like, you know, that I understand. That's a bit, that makes more sense.
That definitely makes more sense to be just, but as far as you being like, you know, I'm talking to someone, hate it. Like, nah. Now, if you're saying, you know, this person's going to be around our kid,
they're going to be in my life.
That's a conversation.
Yeah, because you don't bring everybody around your kid, but if you're about to have a girl, just let me know.
And you would expect the same thing.
Even if you don't really get along with your child's other parent.
I don't know. It's hard when people don't get along. You be not telling nobody shit.
We seen it growing up. Like, you know, with our parents and what, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't feel like even me and my son's father, we get along great. And I don't feel like I got to check in. In the beginning, it was rough,
of course. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think in the beginning, but then as time passes, things usually
but
get better.
Even still, that we're friends, I don't feel like I got to check in with him and be like, hey, just to let you know, I'm dating XYZ. Like,
No. That's disrespectful to, I feel like, yourself and to your next relationship.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to do that for me either.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm asking, because sometimes things hit the blogs and you might want to give someone a heads up. Just before, I don't know, but I guess not.
Did you get any shit from your baby mom when it hit the blog?
Did you say what now?
Did she call you like or text you like?
Did you get any problems from your baby mom?
No, I didn't get any problems.
When you hit the blogs?
No.
See?
That's probably because they had a clear understanding. We're not together. Nah,
they don't care.
And it's just, like I say, I feel like it all has something to do with the type of man that you are as well. I feel like I never played them type of games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even still to this day, I feel like someone can feel the way they feel, but they know, you know what I'm saying, what I was to them and how it happened. So you can't even go and do all that extra stuff. You may want to, but when it hit the, like, you know.
Right.
You know, so I feel like, you know, like, I'm kind of, I ain't never had to worry about that.
Now, was Hold It Down about Reginae, that song?
Yeah, Hold It Down was about Reginae, yes. I don't really want to say it was about Reginae, but it was about my feeling towards Reginae.
At the time. Like, we got to let everybody know. I want to go public. I want to show you all.
I just feel like, instead, it was more so like, that's what I mean. My music, I don't feel like I want people to think my music is about Reginae or my relationship, but it's definitely the feeling I get in my relationship.
Okay.
Understand. It can be your feeling that you got at one point in time. It could be the feeling that you experiencing now. You know, I kind of, I don't, it's not about a specific person. It's more about a specific feeling.
The feeling the person is giving you at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
You might feel something else and write another song another day.
Or I may say, I'm going to hold it down and keep it beat to the morning, and you holding it down may be something different. You may be talking about your kids. You see what I'm saying? Yes, you may feel it in a different way. Like, you know, I rock with this. I could be talking about my girl.
You
know?
Oh, you could be talking about your homeboy relationship and your perspective on their relationship. So,
No, I like that you're saying that you put your feelings into your music. Yeah. Like, that's from your soul.
Yeah. Definitely. I think sometimes it helps people relate to music, too, when we can know what's going on in your personal life and feel like, oh, that's what this is about. Right. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because I do also look at you as, like, a person who... people know you from sharing, you know, so sometimes that helps people. Like, you and Queen Naija are close, and we know her from watching, like, what happens in her relationships.
Right.
So then when she writes certain songs, you like, we know what that's about.
I'd be crying.
But I think that's a good thing.
I'd be crying.
Because sometimes it just makes things more relatable. Like, you'd be 100%. Like, I love the fact that Armand is feeling like this now. And, you know, since he found now his music, because people's music changed based on what their situations and what are in real life.
That's what I was
when you know what's going on in their real life, you can feel like, you know, certain, like, some of our favorite albums come from people's pain.
Yes,
this person broke up and we got to watch this, or this person fell in love and we're like, I remember they wrote this song and they was going through this. And I think that's a positive thing, because that's what we relate to.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie, that Usher confession,
Yeah. Crazy.
Even though that shit wasn't about him.
Right. It was about Jermaine Dupri.
But it was like, everybody was speculating.
Jermaine Dupri's story. Everybody did speculate.
Right.
And this is when he was going with Chili, right?
Exactly.
Everybody thought
and
it was about that.
Kind of broke,
and that blew it up. Besides the fact that it was a great song and a great album. But you today years old when you learned that that was Jermaine Dupri's story?
Confessions.
Look, I thought
was about Jermaine.
JD. I just found that out too. I ain't going
He got a dancer pregnant, right?
Yeah,
he got a dancer pregnant.
I thought it was about Chili.
ATL stripper booty,
and that's when he was with Janet.
Mm-hmm. Look, because honestly, I don't feel.
Oh,
like
man,
I really thought it had something to do with.
Y'all are teaching. Do y'all not know? Y'all are telling the people something, right?
Yeah,
now.
I didn't know either.
Knows
this.
Everybody don't know that.
Well, y'all didn't, but it's a well-known
I am 100% R&B like dude,
and you didn't know that,
and I did not know that.
Well, you are kind of young. You probably don't even know when that song.
No, what? I remember when that song.
How old were you? You wasn't watching. You're 25.
Yeah.
So how were you when Confessions
when did Confessions come out?
I was
early 2000.
2004.
Yeah.
Was 25 when it
started. I was probably, how long ago was that?
Early 2004.
Yeah. You was not 25.
Yeah, I'm 38 now.
But you wasn't 25 then.
That doesn't add up.
Even
you
if you was 38.
Yeah,
she was like, I was 42 when I
came in my 20s.
No,
I was 25 in 2005.
Yeah, because I was really young.
I was 25 in 2005.
When
my point is, you were
but I was young.
And I mean, you were like eight, so of course you don't know.
But even though I was a baby, I thought it was about Chili too.
Yeah, at the time.
Imagine our mind being eight, like, you know Jermaine Dupri got a
shit.
But I was definitely eight talking about Chili and Usher though.
Yeah, but you didn't know all that. You know, that's
what
that
must
have been hard on.
And I
only
knew that because the people in the house were saying that.
Because the people in the house.
I'm gonna go back
all
and listen.
All the grown folks business.
Exactly. I'm like, damn, Usher cheated on her. Now, that's the one I used to be with. He wildin'.
Now, congratulations on 1 hour past midnight, too, by the way.
I appreciate
that. That's
how
it's number one.
It went number 11.
Number 11. Okay, we was working to
number one. You got the whole army, though.
We got the
You got the whole army. They do not fucking play.
They don't.
We independent, so it's going to take a little bit longer to get to that.
Are you going
to
stay independent? Because I know everybody's like on it now. So what's your plan?
I got a couple labels right now that I'm meeting with this week as well to, you know what I'm saying? Just
see what's out there.
But definitely, I feel like, you know, I got myself to this point. So, you know, if it's something in front of me that helped me out with the right terms, and then I'll do that. But, you know, we working.
Like, but you good myself, where you at either way.
I'm all good.
Who do you turn to when it comes to, like, advice about business, you know, in the music industry? Because clearly you have your dad, you have Regine, you have your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who do you go to that's like, okay, this is what we're going to do, or...
When it comes to the business, man, I honestly, if you really want me to be honest with you,
we do.
I'm gonna be honest. This is no like fabricating. I talk to God.
Yes.
Great answer. Okay.
Honestly, like, no, that is no like no exaggeration. Like, I feel like the reason why
that's
I'm at where I'm at
answer.
Because I'm listening to, you know.
Yeah.
Like that's not even, that's facts. I feel like I get up every morning at 6, you know.
And when things get really serious, it's God and your lawyer, and you'll be great.
Facts. I hear you on that now for real.
You feel me?
God and your lawyer.
God's like, this is what we can do. Talk to your lawyer.
Okay, I got you. Don't worry. Everything's going to be good. Now go call the lawyer.
So just make sure we got, you know, just that I feel like I'm real. Just I talk to God. Yeah, man.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done. done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And when it comes to 1 hour past midnight, it made me think about, like, when it comes to relationships, we think about all the insecurities we have as women. But for you as a man, like, what insecurities do you have when it comes to you trying to protect yourself and not get hurt in experiences that you've had in the past?
That's a great question. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I try to stay, like, I'm one of the people that, like, I get mad, very frustrated, and very, like, mad about stuff that I can't control. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to learn how to keep a clear head. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really one of my biggest things. I feel like I be feeling like I got so much reach, and if I can't reach it, then it's a problem. You know, so to answer that question, I just try to keep a clear head of it all.
Because, like, we can't control other things, but we can control how we react.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, to what's going on and how we move forward.
My therapist tells me you are not responsible for other people's feelings, thoughts, or actions. Or emotions or actions. You're only responsible for your own.
Yeah. That's great advice.
Yeah. That's great advice because, you know, like me, I kind of, like I say, I talk to God, so I kind of like to do, you know, a lot of stuff within me, you know what I'm saying? Like within myself, meaning like I'm by myself, you know what I'm saying? Not really by myself, but like I kind of like to just do it by myself, you know what I'm saying? That way I just stay, you know. I hope y'all get what I'm saying.
It's something that I really struggle with.
Yeah, I really get mad at things that I can't control.
Yeah. How is it for you now then being like just Armand?
Right. I feel like it's, I can control, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like you're more in control.
I'm more in control, of course.
It's just you and you don't have to worry
about. Yeah, like right now, right? If I was to flip this bottle, right? And everybody's looking at me and it's like, nah, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. And like they shut down the place and tell me, all right, you got to come back tomorrow. I would literally lose it here. Facts. Because I have to flip this bottle before we leave here. You see what I'm saying? Like, just because I heard like, oh, you can't, like it just killed me.
Right.
You know, and then like, it's like,
okay. Where that comes from?
We all got real quiet.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I was just like, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
It's you have that. You're a Gemini?
No, I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus?
Oh, okay. Hard-headed.
You have that stubbornness.
And you're very like...
And driven.
You can't tell me I
can't do it because
yeah,
I'm going to do it. Now I'm really going to do it.
And I'm
going to
keep...
me I can't.
And guess what?
My sister's a Taurus.
Impossible.
I feel like you just can't tell them no. They'll do everything for you. But once you tell them no, they cut your head off.
Yeah, like you set your mind to something, you're gonna go hard,
and I hate to hear, mm-hmm. Try again tomorrow or try again. It's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm finna try it till I get it right. Like,
it.
Don't tell me that. Like, I'm telling y'all, that makes my blood boil. Or you can try again. No,
you ain't trying.
Hell no,
now.
We finna do it now.
That's exactly.
It's finna get done.
Like the right way, right now.
Right now.
But we leave out of here. This is what we're gonna be. You know. So
how is that? Like, give us
that's
an example
like
in real life.
Determination.
Like how that's happened, and you know, like give us a real life example of something that you did that you was like.
I feel like just my mindset with my music career, like I feel like, you know, it took me a minute, you know, my brother was going through things and he dropped, you know, and I was just still in a place where I was trying to figure it out, you know what I'm saying? Just going through it. And like, I just can't hear even in my head, like, yo, it's like, I'm like, hell no. There's no way, like, I can sit here and just, you know what I'm saying? Or I can hear someone tell me, you know, well, maybe you could just, like, no, it's no maybe to nothing. You know, like, and
I'm
then how can
not,
I ever
you can't
feel
take
like,
no for an answer.
Yeah, like, it's like,
and y'all work hard for that, not taking
and
no
that's
for an
what,
answer.
And that's what I'm getting at. Like, yo, I really put, you know, my life into this. Like, I come
everything
from nothing,
I got
so,
into it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really take nothing as an L, but it's like, man, I just never been the type to like stop. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm speaking more so in a sense of like me getting in the studio, me being motivated to sing.
Got it.
You know, like I was going through different things in my life, you know, to where I felt like I just didn't want to, or I felt like I couldn't get up and do it. Like, I'm like, well, nah, let me do, you know.
Got it. Okay.
And it was, you know, my brother was telling me as well, like, you know, bro, like you
could do it.
You have to do it. Like, I don't know, you know, but he don't know me for being that as well. So, you know, even when
you think
he
it was like a
me,
depression period,
right? I feel like, and that's what's so crazy been. Because I told myself, I'm like, yo, I don't know, like if I could ever, but I honestly feel like that point in my life, because I was in the bed too.
Yeah, that sounds like a period of depression.
That was depression, huh?
Yeah, like when you can't get out of the bed.
Yeah,
because
I never felt that way.
You don't feel like you can do something. And no matter what somebody tells you, you're just like...
I just wasn't
especially
doing
when
it.
You can't get out of bed. That's really a sign of
oh,
like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I used to always be like, yo, I don't know how... Like, you know, but I know for sure. You know, that feeling that I felt, it ain't feel good. Like, I was in the bed. I was... You know, my brother would text me like...
And, you know, since you guys are brothers, if one has more success than the other, it's going to work for everybody because you're going to take care of each other. And, you know, sometimes when you're in a group, you always got to look to the other person before you can make a decision. And a person who's a Taurus, an independent person like a Taurus, that might really take a toll on you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it was that time. You know what I'm saying? Because even when, you know, when I was going to the studio with my brother, you know, he was going through his things as well. You know, his life lessons and stuff. But it was a lot he had to say. And at that point of time, I wasn't speaking on, you know, like I wasn't in that time frame of my life.
Right.
Like I wasn't going through that. So by him, you know, doing that, I was like, the song that he put out, I was like, you know, when he started saying, you know, we're going to do, I'm like, yo, that's great. Like, because honestly, bro, I want you to get it out. You know, music is art. And that's his way of expressing himself. You know, my brother don't like to do the vlogs. And he's strictly music and his music. Business. So, you know, I just felt like that was point of our time where we got older and life kind of made that adjustment. You know what I'm saying?
Where, yeah, it's like he's feeling one thing and you're not really feeling like that. So yeah, it's yeah. like...
Or like, or it's...
And
it's
you got to agree with it because yeah. y'all a team, y'all a group. So
yeah. And yeah. And like I said, that's a grown man. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like,
and no matter what, y'all will always have each other. Y'all always. Brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If one has y'all more success than the other.
Not get along for periods of time.
But one of y'all going nowhere, yeah. that's your bro for
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember when you guys did lip service together and Sean Garrett. Did y'all ever get in the studio with Sean Garrett?
Yeah. We worked with Sean Garrett. Yeah, we worked with him.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, we did like a record or two with him. Yeah.
Let's get out of publishing.
Yeah.
I appreciate him for that too.
We threw y'all the oop.
No, for sure.
Sean Garrett was like, I need to get y'all in the studio.
Yeah, he was not playing either, clearly.
Nah, yeah, he called us up and we worked
that's
it out
dope.
With him.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm glad.
Yeah, that was lit.
That was actually a great episode. We
really
did
was.
A couple of episodes in Atlanta. It was you, mm-hmm. and then we did Country Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, right after that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a good time that day.
All right, now let's get to this promise ring situation. Yeah. I didn't see why that was a big deal. I thought it was a nice gift. It's a ring. It's a promise ring.
Amazing gesture.
When I was younger, I remember getting like a promise ring and I thought it was amazing.
I think it was very time and age appropriate,
mm-hmm.
you know, for you at for you two as a couple.
She loved it.
She definitely loved it.
Like, did that bother you at all when people were...
When I seen the reaction.
Man. I mean, trolls gonna be trolls.
I just couldn't understand the big deal.
And when
deal.
People aren't happy with strangers and what their lives are, it's because they're not happy with themselves.
Exactly.
And what they really got going on. In terms
right.
of themselves.
These single people wish they could get a promise ring
exactly.
from somebody.
Or even be as happy as they see
themselves.
Because
y'all been together for 6 months, you said?
Yeah.
At the
six
time.
Months. Okay.
At the time.
6 months.
Yeah. At the time.
A promise ring is perfect.
What the hell
else? And this is But I really want to express this to, you know, the young men, bro. Like, there is nothing weak at all about showing the woman you love mm-hmm. love.
Yes.
There's nothing weak
Preach.
About it. Like, I don't understand. I don't get this narrative y'all run with or how y'all, what it is. But there's nothing weak about it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like what makes... stuff look weak is when a man say he give his loyalty to a woman that he sleep with every night, but mm-hmm. cheat on her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm
weak.
Just going to be honest.
That's weakness.
But that you can look at me and tell me that.
You're weak because you are loyal.
Yeah.
And
or you can
loyalty.
Look at me and say, I can trust you. Oh, you can trust me, gang. You can trust me. But bro, I watch you. That's the girl that you saying the same shit to.
Right.
Yeah. So what like, and you actually sleeping with her. Mm-hmm. This is your girl.
Right.
Yeah. So I really don't get where, you know what I'm saying, you know, and it'd be the suckers, like the dude, you know what I'm saying, who try to put this in these young men head that's weak or, mm-hmm. oh, why you get her a promise ring, bro? Like, oh, you're like, what are you talking about, bro?
I can't
were you
even
nervous
believe one
to give
person
it to
asked
were
it
you
all.
Nervous? Did you, were you nervous about what her reaction would be or anything like that? Mm-mm. You knew that she would love it. You knew that.
Man, like, I don't just wing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I sent flowers this morning to her because, you know.
You out of town.
Exactly.
Hey, oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
And I can hear
and
it in her voice. And I hear it in her voice the night before I leave mm-hmm. that it's like a, you know, oh right. man, like, dang, he's finna leave. So, mm-hmm. you know. Always.
Do you like missing each other too, though, at the
I
same
do.
Time?
I do.
It is nice to like miss somebody.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, I do. I kind of wanted to take this trip like as a, you know what I'm saying, work and, you know, getting to that element. But,
it feel good when you get home.
Man, mm-hmm. and I will. And I, if she want to come out here tomorrow, today, like
right,
now,
yeah.
like, she can come. She can you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, makes. We got to have y'all together next time.
That's the, I'm extremely happy. She deserves this love, and I think she needed this love in her life.
Absolutely.
With all the negativity and all the shit that she gets on blogs and things like
I
that.
I feel like
even
people support her a lot.
Young.
People really like her.
Yeah.
I see people be like, that's
the negativity.
Yeah, but that's what everybody is.
Yeah.
Who is out there that everyone likes?
Right, nobody.
Yeah, because it wasn't only
everybody
don't
true.
Even
no,
like Beyonce.
Let me,
that's not
I
even
we
Beyonce.
Love Beyonce, but there's a lot of Beyonce
right.
fans out there. There's a lot of people that say she's overrated and things like
right.
that. You know,
it wasn't only that. Guys that's coming at like, her about that promise ring. There was females coming at her, and that's why she made the post that she made. Y'all
it
old
was,
ass
yeah.
is mad because he gave. You get what I'm saying? So, and she takes those things. Well, from you know the things she.
Well, I feel like before that she doesn't really get negative press,
but I think everybody. The more love you get, the more hate you get. If
right.
you get 10,000
yeah,
great comments,
be,
you're going to get
you need
2,000
haters.
Terrible ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's
trolls,
what it is.
Trolls, like I said.
Yeah, I just don't like the angle that they taking at it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if you want to say something like, oh, the nigga can't dress or he just, but you, like, there's no way you're going to make fun of a man loving a woman.
Loving a woman, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't matter what book you go to. It don't matter what philosophy you read. It don't matter what preacher you talk to. Behind every strong man, there's a strong woman.
Absolutely.
I don't care what no one says.
Right. I always say right next to, you know, every strong man.
Right next to you.
You know, and if we want to keep it, right next
right
to
there.
Me. You know, right there.
Yeah.
Do you sing in the bed?
Do I sing in the
have
bed?
Have you ever sang?
Nah.
You never.
You should.
Nah.
No, you should.
I don't understand why men who have the talent to be able to sing don't sing in bed.
You should.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah, you should.
That's like if you was a massage therapist and you didn't give her
like,
a massage.
What would I sing when, like...
I don't know.
You could just
something
sing her
funny, something, like something cute.
Oh, so you could sing How to Love by Lil Wayne.
No, don't listen to her. That wasn't a good suggestion.
What is wrong? But that was a terrible suggestion.
That was a terrible suggestion.
You're crazy.
And it's me hearing the tune in my head.
Right. Out of love. No.
Just don't imagine.
Ship like, you know what? I don't
but
know
if this is working.
Exactly.
Let's just say y'all was in bed together. It's your anniversary, 1 year. What song are you singing?
Oh.
I'm gonna hold it down and keep it peachy.
Okay,
to the morning.
That was too easy. Not one of your songs. Yeah. What cover are you singing?
I don't know, man.
I dated a few guys that sang or that had good voices that weren't even famous, and it's so nice to get like
you got
to
have
that ear.
Let me tell
it's
you,
nice.
I'm gonna give you some advice right now.
That's what,
you can sing, get in there, and you know.
So y'all can't tell me I gotta sing. Y'all got what song?
No, just
no,
start
tell
funny
us.
And
what
cute.
Song?
Just don't sing Confessions.
I need to find out what's something.
Right.
What's the song by Woman's Worth?
Oh man.
No, he needs some.
No, you could it'll be funny. Aha.
No, don't do that.
Starts
don't
it.
Do that.
She'll be like, you okay?
She's gonna be like, man, listen, bro. Like,
it's
this ain't even sexy no more.
Okay, fine.
You probably do, like, you know.
Now you'll think
you
about it.
I know you want to
date.
You can't come like you know, hot frosted.
So wait, so even like, okay, you're not singing in bed, but are y'all like making love to any of your music? Or like you like when you play on when you put on the playlist, a couple of your bangers in the playlist
are
my Spotify list.
Y'all know I got a couple songs.
Right.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and get down to
it. When your playlist is playing and your shit come on, you just sing along.
Do y'all be like slow dancing in the house?
Or like when the song finishes?
That's so cute.
I taught her, she didn't really know how to do like...
the Macarena?
Yeah. Or she didn't know how to... I don't know if y'all know something called like a quinceañera.
Like
quinceañera.
So she didn't know how to,
it's like
so I kind of taught her that ballroom.
So
yeah.
Oh,
so now she knows how to do it.
That's so cute.
When I was younger, I took a whole class and I had a quinceañera.
Like, so you were like the...
Yeah.
Okay, wait, you had that?
Yeah. I was in one.
A girl was turning 15 and
this
you were
in Detroit.
Yeah.
Was
dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
I love it.
What is that? A 15th birthday?
Yeah, like so in almost the like Spanish culture when you turn 15, it's like a whole like princess.
I thought only girls had
no, he was the
guy. He was the guy. Or one of the guys. Because it's a group. It's like, you know, quinceañera is like a 316.
Exactly.
For Mexicans.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be for Dominicans.
Just say Mexicans.
Like, I think my little sister had a quinceañera.
No, I understand.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, she probably like 20 something now.
How many siblings do you have?
I got a lot. I don't even want to count.
You don't even know?
No, your mom has what, six?
My mom has
seven. But all together, we're all the half brothers.
Trey, Love, Mia, Shania, Aaron, Ariana. Seven.
Okay. And how old is the baby? I remember when she was pregnant with the baby.
Yeah, like two.
Right.
Two,
I said that. Because the baby is younger than your daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember auntie, that. Yeah. I remember when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that blow line goes long.
Yeah.
So wait, what's the relationship then between your daughter and her daughter? They aunt are niece. Aunt.
Yeah.
Niece.
Aunt niece.
So the niece is older than the aunt. Aunt.
Yeah. I've seen that happen before.
That's actually in my family. My grandfather got remarried and my uncle is younger than me.
That's more common these days than crazy. you would think.
No, but even back in the days, that's not abnormal.
I know DC Young Fly is probably the oldest, the youngest uncle in the world. Y'all heard about his family?
Nah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying like his family, his parents are like older.
Oh, okay.
And they keep going.
Yeah,
and
like
they still having kids?
Well, they had him. I don't know if they had.
Oh, they were older when they had him.
Because, you know, he's still a little bit younger compared to, you know, his parents. So I'm thinking yo, that family is probably like the, you know.
The dynamic of the ages. Yeah, and
Because I be thinking like, my little. But they going, you know, I'm going to have them three little destiny childs when they get.
Okay, baby. Okay.
You know, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You know, five, Joe Jackson.
Come on.
Legacy, stop doing that. Turn around, baby girl. Let's sing.
Step on the one.
3-part harmony here, you know.
Bloodline goes far.
Well, listen, good luck with all your meetings out here. I can't wait to see what ends up happening from them.
FYI,
it just feels good to know that everybody wants you, don't it?
Yeah, it feel great, man. It do feel great. It happened. Yeah, it happened fast.
That's
I'm not even in the groove yet. You know, like, I'm really honest.
That's why you got to stay ready. So you got to stay ready.
You right.
You ready?
Yeah.
We got trust in you. You ready.
Yeah,
you're strong. Sure.
Black queen.
You're going to ask God which of these labels.
Yeah, and you're working on God's watch. You know, as long as you stay on God's watch, everything is going to always
work. And it's good. You're in a position where you can demand what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not what they offer you, it's what you want. And I think the most important thing is knowing what you want.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know what I want.
Yeah.
Period.
Clearly. Y'all, exactly.
He already told us that.
Y'all, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all,
gonna
man.
Go in there and flip
a man going to always know what he want.
Period.
Always.
To bring in promise rings back.
Promise ring, man. Get your girl some flowers.
I honestly think you started something.
This is what I'm saying. Like they had something.
Y'all remember the rings? It'd be two hearts together.
Yes.
And they were like engraved your initials.
And then they
copied. That's usually how it happened.
You're setting a good tone for this generation. Because
any woman who's in a 6-month-long relationship will be very grateful
to get a promise ring.
Like, where's my promise ring?
And then he gets a wallet.
Right.
Look, babe, I bought you. It got your initials.
Initials.
It's personalized. Well, Armand,
thank you for coming back.
This time you were solo, but
we appreciate you. Yes, and you definitely. Know, you a friend to lip service always.
Solo. By yourself.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking they said I was solo. Like, they couldn't hear me talk.
No.
I was solo.
Okay. Solo this time around. Next time around, we might can get Nay on the couch with you.
And you ain't got to flip no bottle over before you get out of here. Yeah. Or nothing like that. We good.
We're good. I can control everything. We got my... Yeah.
All right. Lip service.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.